He is engaged in the design of a very new concept in rocket propulsion based on magnetically confined high-temperature plasmas. Interesting technologies. He was selected by NASA back in May of 1980 to join the astronaut program, which he did in August of 1981. While undergoing astronaut training, he participated in the early space station design studies, and that's what you see coming together up there at the moment, space station. In late 1982, he was designated as support crew for first Space Lab vision, mission for Space Lab, that module that flew in the back of the shuttle. And in November of 1983, he served as orbit capsule communicator during that flight. From October 84 to August 85, he was leader of the astronaut support team at the Kennedy Space Center. He is a veteran of seven space flights, and maybe we might hear from him just how many other astronauts have done seven shuttle missions. And they extended from 1986 through to 2002, over a 16-year period. Once again, I'd imagine quite a challenge. During this period, he has logged over 1,600 hours in space, including just under 20 hours in three spacewalks. Once again, very challenging environment. In December of 1993, Dr. Chang Diaz was appointed the director of the Advanced Space Propulsion Lab at the Johnson Space Center, where he continues his research on plasma rockets. He is the recipient of four doctorates and is an adjunct professor of physics at the Rice University and also the University of Houston. So with that rather extensive biography, I'd now like to call on Dr. Franklin Chang Diaz to give tonight's presentation on this title here, but certainly expressed from the background of where he has also operated in space over many shuttle missions in the past. Please welcome Dr. Chang Diaz.